Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. We're going to start a five-part series on negotiating. Here's part one.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We're going to talk a little bit about negotiating because, frankly, in this marketplace, we're pretty timid about negotiating and lose a lot of power unintentionally, I think.
Well, it is an interesting situation. Low inventory, people having to scurry about. You do give up something when there's a time pressure involved. It always happens that way. And the concern is, how much do I give up by not using normal negotiation process? The number one rule of negotiation is listen. Don't talk. Listen.
That's right. The power is in the silence and in the space that you have there. But you got to use it respectfully. I've seen some amazing negotiators in this marketplace, and I've seen some that have just buckled, folded, and probably spent more than they needed to or did not get what they could have out of the transaction.
It's hard to say what the other person is going through as they negotiate with you. They could have extreme time pressures. They could know their limitations. They could have seen the only property that has tickled their fancy for quite a period of time. And at that particular point, they do give up in order to get in the chase to be number one at the finish, being the buyer or the seller of that particular property.
So what we do, and as an advocate to our clients, is we understand the other opportunities in the marketplace. We understand if there are 12 more houses just like that one, or if there are no other homes like that one, or what trade-offs they'd have to make to get a house like this property they're negotiating. And with that, we have a good idea of what our best alternative to a negotiated agreement would be as well.
That's called the BATNA, and that is exactly what you need to keep in mind at any point during a negotiation. What do I already have that I'm trying to better by doing whatever I'm next about to do? Is that enough
I'm with you
concept?
Still. or what I would say is, do I have a better alternative, or does the person next to me have a better alternative? You're comparing yourself to the marketplace, kind of a reasonableness test.
Well, and the whole process is a dating one. There has to be a willing buyer. There has to be a willing seller. And the concern that you have, if you come in second, that's called first loser. So the time pressure and the overall condition of the transaction will dictate what you next do.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.